Check out Senator Feinstein and Governor Brown at the Lake Tahoe Summit 2012.
Well, there's some specific projects in the bill. The problem is the money to do them. And that's why the private effort is so important of raising money and why the states are so important. So we're looking for ways to continue with stream restoration, preventing erosion from going into the lake, reducing its clarity. And a lot of things go into this. So it's hard to zero in on any one thing. But, the governor's been a big supporter. That's great. He's had his people working with Nevada. That's worked out very well. And I think we're on our way.
Quick question for the both of you. There's some public groups, public interest groups, that are concerned that when you bring in the private sector, the issue of revenue and, lining their pockets becomes top priority. How do you address those concerns?
Well, I'll just say this, because I am a big one for private-public partnerships. I did the wetlands restoration in the South Bay based on grants from big environmental foundations, Hewlett Packard, Gordon Moore, and individuals that came in and contributed money. And I think the private sector participation is wonderful. I have no problem having money go into a nonprofit Tahoe fund. And I don't make a judgment as to how it's used. The fund's board of directors makes that judgment. And I think that adds a very important element of citizen participation.
Okay. Excuse me, Senator. I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette.
Yeah,
I wanted
hi,
to
Ray.
Ask you what you thought about Congresswoman Berkeley being up here today. Of course, she is in a race, as you know, with Senator Heller.
Well, I think she should have been up here. This is what we've always done, is have a nonpartisan kind of event. And this is my 16th of them, so I know it quite well. And I certainly welcome Shelley Berkeley. Very pleased that she was here. It's an opportunity for her, I think, to be, see what's happened and to participate in the future. This is not a partisan event.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Senator
Feinstein, real quick.
How about the governor?
Governor.
I don't have
We got something off topic.
Wait. I have a question on topic. Yeah. Governor Brown, last year in your statement, you said, "We are in a very exciting time. A lot of risk, a lot of danger. And I think that Tahoe, the lake, stands as a microcosm of the issues we face as a people. Can you tell us what brings you back here again this year and what we can learn from Tahoe as a people, as it is a microcosm?"
Well, I'm back here because Senator Feinstein invited me, and also it's a very important topic, namely preserving Lake Tahoe and all the surrounding area. I call the Lake Tahoe microcosm of our larger problems, because like our larger problems, there's lots of contending ideas, lots of disputes, and lots of arguments. But at the end of the day, the way we make progress is to find a common path forward. That's true of Lake Tahoe. It's true of America.
Off topic, Prop 30. After the public, the Parks Fund, they found all that money.
Yeah.
Are you concerned that there's a lot of pushback now about your Prop 30 tax increase?
Well, the Prop 30 tax is a very simple matter. Either we close schools for 3 weeks and take a half a billion from our colleges and universities, or those who have done the best in our society will give 1%, 2%, or 3% for the next 7 years. So it really is an issue of whether those who have the most can give a little bit to keep our schools open and invest in our colleges or not. If you want to vote no, then we take the consequences. I hope everyone's going to vote yes to invest in the future.
And Senator Feinstein, real quick. After the Aurora shooting, I know that you've been concerned about gun violence here, but there seems to be a lot of pushback from the NRA. What are your thoughts surrounding that?
Well, I authored the assault weapons legislation in 1993, which passed the Senate, the House, and was signed by President Clinton and was a law for 10 years. It actually did reduce over time the number of assault weapons. I fundamentally believe that weapons of war should not be on the streets of our city and available to anybody at a gun show to buy or buy on a street corner. I've given a lot of thought to this. We've taken our bill from 1993, which expired in 2004, and looked at it, are in the process of updating it. I think there are a lot of people I've talked to that would like to be part of an effort. Mayors, the Conference of Mayors, Mayor Bloomberg's group, who has 700 mayors participating. And so you will hear from us in the future with new legislation.
Why is it important for everyone to really rally around this as a team?
Because as you have so many people in cars and then the resulting pollutants, you have to take strong measures to protect the lake and the economy. So that's why we've got to collaborate. There's no one simple idea. It's the collision of different ideas coming together to both preserve and invest in our economy and our environment. It just takes us all working together.
And why is it important for private businesses to really get involved and take ownership of this project?
Well, first of all, we're citizens, and whether we have a private business, we're taxpayers, we got to have government and the private sector. Washington is in deep financial trouble, so we need those who have the money in their business to help us out through the Tahoe Fund. It's a great idea, and together, year after year, we make things just a little better for this beautiful, magnificent lake out there.
What's the most critical thing that needs to happen to keep Lake Tahoe the way it is?
We've got to keep the money flowing, and then we have to have Nevada and California work through their differences. And we're finding now the TRPA has got a good plan now. Hopefully it'll adopt it. And I was here 35 years ago. Things were much more difficult. The collaboration with the governor of Nevada and now with California, I think it's best I've ever seen it.
And is there any one issue that brings California and Nevada together like Lake Tahoe?
No, this is the issue, and the pollutants that will degrade the quality and the transparency of the lake, all of that. Then you have forest fires. Then you have the economy and the unemployment. So we got plenty to do together to work through our issues.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks for listening at TahoeProject.org.